Hello?
Hello, can I speak with Susan?
Speaking.
It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to Scottish redress claim. Is it a good time to speak at the minute?
Sorry, you're calling with regards to...
From MMA Legal in regards to Scottish redress claim, you know, for the abuse during care?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know how I can speak at the moment then, sorry, or...
Yeah, that's fine, thank you, sorry.
No, perfect, not a problem. So, yeah, all we do need to do basically today is just confirm a couple of details, make sure, you know, what we've got on the system is correct, take a very brief statement, and then we can just look at getting all of this processed for yourself from there. So, just confirm, obviously, I've got your name as Susan Murray.
Yes.
Is it Miss or Mrs. or...
Miss.
MS.
Miss, yes.
Perfect, no worries. And the best email address I've got is susanmurray481@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yeah, can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
It's 43 Cross Street to Bolton, and it's KA55QS.
Quebec Foxtrot, sorry?
KA55Q for Quebec, S for Sugar.
Thank you. And it's Cross Street, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
11/11/75.
Thank you. So, one moment. Literally just got a new system just this morning, so it's just taken me a little bit longer than it usually would just to get the bearings of it as well.
No, thank you.
So, yeah, just confirm, what age was you when you was placed into care?
11.
Around 11 years old. So,
yes.
What's your mother's name?
Roseanne's, well, it would have been Roseanne Murray at that time. She's Ferguson now.
And what's your father's name?
I don't know, because my father's never been around.
Yeah, not a problem. So, just to confirm, you was around 11 years old when you went into care. Where is it that you went?
To start a long story off, when I went into care, I was, to start with, I was sent to a home in Bishopton, Glasgow, because that was the only place that had that could take me. I honestly can't remember. As I said, it was in... I honestly don't remember.
No? Did you suffer abuse there, or was it not there where you suffered abuse?
Yes, there. And... from there, I went to Netherford Children's Home in Cumnock.
Sorry, Netherford?
Netherford.
Netherford, are you saying, sorry?
Netherford, yes, in Cumnock.
Do you know how that's spelled?
I don't know.
Can you just try the best you can to spell it? Because I'm just struggling to understand.
N-E-T-H. N-E-T-H-I-V-O-R-D, I think. It's in Cumnock, Scotland.
2001, is that correct? What's the name of the
establishment or institute?
Are you spelling that,
do
you know?
Netherford, is it? Netherford. I would say it's in Cumnock, Scotland.
Yeah. Incumbent, there we go. Sorry about that. I was just trying to find out the spelling of it as well, just to make sure we put the right place.
Yeah, I know. It's right. Been a long time ago.
No, of course. I can appreciate that. So it was the East Ayrshire, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. And how long was you there for?
Probably a couple of months. From there, I went to live with my aunt and my uncle, which didn't go well. He abused me. I then went to live with my gran for a couple of months, and obviously my gran wasn't fit or had the space to have me. So from there, I went into Coyton Children's Home.
What area is that?
South Ayrshire.
South Ayrshire, and what's the name of it, sorry? Yes.
Coylton Children's Home.
And how long was you in there for?
From 11 until 18, so 7 years.
Yeah.
I went to a couple of, I'm trying to think of the word, I went to, schools where I had to live in.
Yeah, like boarding schools.
Yes, that's the word, sorry.
That's okay. So I know this is probably the difficult part, so forgive me, but if you just explain a little bit, first of all, about Netherford Children's Home, the type of abuse you experienced there.
It was basically, I was just kind of locked up. I wasn't allowed to go out. Wasn't allowed to do anything, basically.
Yeah. Just a moment. So would you literally like lock you in the rooms and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and it just seemed like you never really got to stay out. It was just all day, every day, all night, every night. You just kind of locked in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about this as well. Like I said, just take a brief note from me. I've just got to try and write it up as well. Did you ever like make you miss meals or anything like that?
Going back to then, I really don't remember. I can remember more when I was in Coylton, when I went to the boarding schools. That's when it was kind of more.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that as well then, sorry.
I went into Coylton because my gran couldn't look after me. She didn't have space to have me. Basically, it was pretty horrific. Went through stages where one of the other juveniles set a fire. So we were all kind of locked in our rooms. We were closed for taking offers. We weren't allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah. Locked us all in your room so you couldn't go anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. And so did you experience like physical abuse and things like that as well during your time there?
I can't see that anybody ever hurt me, or we were just kind of locked up. We were tagged with the kind of same as the person who set the fire.
So did you ever get restrained or anything like that? You know, if anybody was acting up, they'd say that they was restraining you, like pinning you to the ground and things.
Yeah, I was restrained quite a few times.
Yeah. I think most of the people I speak to, it wasn't just a case of like you was actually being restrained. You know, while she was being restrained, they would try to hit you and things like that as well, and like, you know, like get get like a cheeky like slap or something in on you whilst you're on the floor and stuff?
I honestly don't think so. Being restrained, nobody deliberately slapped me or...
No, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, even the restraining itself is classed as abuse, the way that they used to do it. You know, we know
yeah,
there's folks
yeah,
in the
was
home, the home. Yeah.
Wasn't nice. There's
not reasonable force on an 11-year-old girl, you know? So, yeah, that's not a problem. And was you ever witness to any other children being abused by the staff or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. And the boys got it a lot worse than what we did.
Yeah. The boys got it a lot worse. Obviously, I mean, seeing the type of punishment, though, it probably stops you from kind of coming out your shell a bit. You know, you probably don't want to do anything
it
wrong.
I haven't spoke about this. I'm 50 now. I've not spoke about this in a long, long time. We also had a member of staff who was abusing one of the boys, her husband, to court. I've been contacted about that as well. There was abuse going on.
Yeah, awful, isn't it?
Yeah. Horrible, because it's not something that you... I still know the colours from it.
Yeah, no cost.
Just something that's continuously there.
Of course, no cost. That's just understandable.
People who are meant to be protecting you and looking after you, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah, absolutely. It's awful, isn't it?
Yep.
Sorry to hear that, by the way, as well, like you say. Just so you're aware as well, I know that it's not about the money or anything like that, but when we're obviously
money.
Making... No, of course. Like I say, it's about making sure that, first of all, your voices are heard, really, and also that, you know, justice, you can get some kind of justice with these people and these organisations that allow these things to happen as well.
Yep.
But like I was going to say, I know the money isn't, like I say, it's not the motivator for majority of people that speak to be honest, why they are doing this, but the average refund at the moment, it is between, £42,000 and £68,000. So obviously, like I said, I know it's not all about the money, but it can certainly help
it's
if it was
nothing
to,
about
know, get
money.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that other people don't go through the kind of things that I and other kids went through back at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry to hear that. Just writing up this note, sorry, one moment for you.
Yeah.
So,
I was also into two boarding schools, which wasn't very good either.
Yeah. What age was you there at them places?
When I went to the Good Shepherd, I think I would have been about 14, 15. Because I wasn't going to normal school, I was disappearing, I was running away, etc. They sent me there and it was run by nuns.
And how long was you there for?
About a year.
Yeah. And did you suffer abuse when you was there as well?
Yeah, I was made to get down on my knees and scrub floors because I was a day pupil. I wasn't there like 24/7. So any time if my taxi driver was late getting me there, I was getting made to go down on my knees and scrub the maid floor with a toothbrush.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything else you
like me?
Did they ever hit you or anything like that?
Not hit me. They would kind of lock me up. They would, as I say, make me go down on my knees, scrub a floor with a toothbrush.
Yeah.
they just weren't verbally very nice. I'm not a Christian, so they basically saw me like the devil.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't get down on my knees for the priest or take the bread when he gives you it. So, kind of things like that, because I'm not Christian.
Yeah. So, like, would they try to make you, like, do the, you know, take the bread and drink the wine?
Yeah, get on the floor.
Yeah. No worries.
So I wouldn't take the bread.
Yeah. So, if you don't mind me asking, sir, do you not believe in anything, or was you like a Catholic, or?
I don't believe in anything. I don't have any belief. Anybody who is Christian or Catholic, I believe that is their choice to make.
I was just asking because obviously I was just going to put in the statement that they were treating you different because of your religious beliefs. But even if you don't have any religious beliefs, that is still, you know, because you didn't have the same one as them, so they treat you different than the other people, if that makes sense.
I was brought up in the Church of Scotland, but I don't even really believe in that, if you know what I mean.
And what area was the Good Shepherd?
Bishopton, Glasgow.
Glasgow. The one thing as well, when we make these cases, we do have to put down kind of a beneficiary. Someone who, if anything was to happen to you, they would receive this money, obviously, if anything was to happen to yourself. Who would you like us to put down as the beneficiary for yourself?
It'd be my son, Liam Murray.
Liam Murray, yeah.
Yeah.
And have you got a contact number for him?
I don't. My son has autism, so I kind of deal with everything for him.
Perfect. Not a problem. What I'll do is I'll just put your contact number down as well, if that's the case, then. Just one moment. I just got to... Like I said, today's the first day we've got this new system, so I've just kind of... Trying to make sure I'm not pressing the wrong thing or anything. I'm filling out this form for you as well. Well, just one moment. That's obviously, he was at the Good Shepherd. He was at Netherford Children's Home and he was at Colton Children's Home as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
One moment for me then. So, you said his name, your son's name is Liam Murray, isn't it?
Yes.
Perfect. Just going to write this in now. And then I will just put your contact number down as well, if that's the case for Liam.
Thank you.
So, basically, in order for us to make this claim now, we've got the details that we do need. All I need in order to get this claim processed is a proof of ID for yourself, so a picture of a driver's licence or a passport or something like that.
Yeah, my driver's licence.
Yeah, that's perfect. And then also just a proof of address dated within the last 3 months. You know, any kind of letter, council tax. Proof of address, so anything with, like, your name and address on that's dated within the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you use WhatsApp?
I do, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. What I'm going to do is just send you a quick message on WhatsApp. If you can just send me a picture of both of those over, and whilst you're doing that, I'm going to get the form sent over to yourself as well that we just need you to sign.
Okay.
Yeah. So, whilst I'm sending it,
are you doing that just now?
Yeah, you should have just received my message on WhatsApp now.
2 seconds, I'll just put you on to speaker.
Yeah, no worries.
What's that? It's Alex from MMA Legal.
That's the one, yeah.
Right, so what do I need to do, sorry?
So if you just take a picture of your driver's licence and also take a picture of a proof of address as well, and then just send those pictures over to me on WhatsApp.
Nothing to do with you, Liam. It's no getting scammed, it's a lawyer, Liam. Well, if you let me come off the phone, I'll tell you. Right, sorry, I'm just trying to...
Yeah, don't worry.
Camera. Sorry, my son's taking the dog out. He's...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Right. I've taken the picture, but I can't see how to send it.
So, are you on an iPhone or a Samsung?
Samsung.
Yeah, so if you look, I'm just going to go on my phone. There should be a picture of a paperclip on the right side of your text box.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, if you just tap that and then tap gallery.
Right, I've got the picture up, but it's still not giving me any way to send it.
So when you've got your pictures, you can just if you tap them both, and then in the bottom right corner, a green arrow should pop up.
I've got a love heart. I've got a pen thing at the bottom. I've got a share. I've got bin.
So did you click the paperclip?
The paperclip, right. Sorry, wait till I come back in.
Yeah.
Go to pictures. I've got the picture up, but again, nothing to send.
So, I'm sorry, on WhatsApp, you're on the chat between me and you?
Yes.
Tap the paperclip, and then did you hold the picture or did you just tap it?
No, I just tapped it.
There should be an arrow in the bottom right corner.
No arrow. I've just come back out it again. Go back into my photos.
Are you still on WhatsApp? Or are you in your photos?
I am, yeah. I'm sure I am. 2 seconds. I've lost it again. What's that? Yep. Go on to it. The business won't see if you read these messages until you reply or add. Go. Save. Might let me do it now. Picture numbers. I honestly don't know what I'm doing here. I'm trying to get... if I come out to get pictures, it takes me out of WhatsApp.
Right, I'm a little bit confused myself, because I think all you normally do is just click the paperclip, tap the picture, and then just click upload or something.
Right, 2 seconds. Add a caption. I don't need to add a caption. Have you got it now?
Yeah, I've got that, yeah. That's your driver's license, isn't it?
Yes.
And then if you can just take a picture of your proof of address as well.
Okay. Would one of my benefit letters be okay?
Yeah, that's fine, as long as... Can you see the date on it?
Yeah, just half two things, just to find an up-to-date one. Social Security Scotland. The date on this is the 11th of March. Oh, no, that's an old one.
11th of March. Oh, it was 11th of March last year.
Yeah. Here we go. I've got an up-to-date one. Social Security Scotland. Yeah. 2 seconds. Just sent you that.
I'll just have a quick look now. Perfect. I'm really sorry about this, but is there any chance you can just take the picture again? Just make sure all four corners of the page are on the picture. And I know it's difficult, but please just try and keep your hands really still when you take the picture, just so it's not
that's
blurry.
Yeah.
As long as I can read it, it'll be fine, but that one's just a little smudge.
Right. Just looking sorry. I think that's better now. Well, no, that's 2024, so that's not even got it.
Yeah, that one's 2024, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says...
Oh, here we go. I've got one. Oh no, that's the 2025. I don't have any more updated than that since I moved over to Social Security Scotland.
Have you got any letters at all for David in the last 3 months?
Everything I do through my mobile app. So it's 2 seconds, what date is on that one? 2024. 2 seconds, I'm just going through. 2024. Yeah, I've got one January 2025. That's got to be out of date as well, isn't it?
Have you got anything that's recent in your house, or do you not?
I don't.
What you can
say, like my phone bill, etc., all come through my phone. I don't have letters.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. We might be able to. If you've not got anything else at all, then you might just have to make do at the moment.
No,
you might be able to get another one for you, to be fair. So just one more thing that I do need you to do as well. You should have basically just assigned the document. So I do just need to make you aware, with ourselves, Susan, it is a strict no-win, no-fee basis. So obviously, if you don't get any money back, we're not going to, you know, charge you anything. In any successful case, it is just 16% plus VAT. Which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yep, fine.
Perfect. So, yeah, I have just sent the forms out over to yourself now. If you could just check your text messages for me. And I will just make you aware whilst you're doing that there are three ways that you can apply for a Scottish redress application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for them to obviously do it, or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we've just agreed. So yeah, if you can just open your text messages, you should have received a text from myself.
Yeah, we have sent you a secure electronic document to review and sign. Please click the link below to access. Okay.
So if you just click that link.
I have, and it's come up with document review, part one, part two.
So if you scroll down just a little, if you scroll down just a little bit underneath that, you can see a big blue button that says execute all documents.
Yep, got that.
And just underneath that, you just need to sign your name inside that white box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just click the big blue button that says execute all.
Okay. Done that. Yeah.
Perfect, and that's all just came through signed on my end now for you then, to be fair. Simple as that. So we should be able to add a proof of address on for you as well, Susan. That should be fine. Just let me double check. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. So to be completely honest, Susan, that should be everything for now. Basically, the claim itself should take around 12 months in total for it. So we will just want you just to confirm, sorry, you don't have any kind of terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
Well, that I don't know about. I'm going through some treatment and things just now.
Well, I hope everything is okay. Hopefully they don't tell you I've got a terminal illness, obviously, but if they do, it was a ring. It's just because the claim should, if your claim usually takes 12 months. If you're terminally ill, they will look to get you paid in 3.
Okay.
Yeah. But like I said, it seems like we've got everything that we will need for now anyway. What I'll do is I'll get this updated now. Do you just want to say as well, Susan, thank you for obviously taking the time and discussing this with me today as well. I can appreciate it can be a little bit of a difficult conversation, so I do really appreciate you taking the time to discuss this with me. If you do have any queries, any questions, anything like that, please don't hesitate to give me a message on WhatsApp and I will get back to you as soon as I'm off the next call as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Not a problem. Other than that then, Susan, you have a lovely day today and thanks for your time.
You too. Take care. Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.